League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Intercepted in the end zone! Intercepted in the end zone! Back to back! Back to back! Turnovers in the end zone by the Baltimore Ravens.
Travis Kelce, hey,
with Taylor Swift.
To the victors go everything.
Hey, 17-point comeback complete.
The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. If you didn't get in here on what did you learn this weekend, you should still give your thoughts on whatever it is that you want to talk about. You are more than welcome. Talking a lot of NFC and AFC championship games, talking about the Super Bowl, all good stuff. If you're looking to get in anything about that, you are more than welcome to. How about, see, you see how well Cam Whitmore is playing?
Playing great.
He leads all of the NBA in, I think, in scoring. Yeah, I think it's scoring at 10.5 points a game on all NBA players that average less than 18 minutes a game.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he had a great game the other day, too.
Yes.
Got hot from three. I honestly believe
he actually almost single-handedly got them back in that Brooklyn.
Now, while you're gone, Jalen Green had himself a really, really good game the other day, but I kind of believe that Cam Whitmore, the ascension of Cam Whitmore, there's some interesting things headed our way. The ascension of Cam Whitmore is potentially going to push Jalen Green out, but also there's talk about Malcolm Brogdon and Robert Williams, maybe
yeah.
Trade deadline coming over to the Rockets, which would be
just huge. Quentin Grimes, and there's all
yeah,
kinds
I mean,
of
there's,
all kinds
there's
of
been
stuff.
Talk. We'll see if it happens or not, but Amen Thompson, you know, Fred, we always talk about Fred VanVleet having a 2-year deal, but he actually has there's a club option on a third year. It wouldn't surprise me if, because there's been such great, you know, they've had more, right now they have more games with fewer than 10 turnovers than any time over the last 2 years, already halfway through the season, just more fewer than 10 turnover games. And I think that Fred VanVleet has offered some stability. I'm not sure that maybe they don't keep VanVleet. I know it's a lot of money, but I don't think you're going to pay it to Jalen Green. So I think he'll be gone, and you're going to get something for him, not just let him walk. You're going to get something for him. So I think they'll trade him. VanVleet, they may keep a third year. I know we're still in year one, but they may keep him a third year. And then Amen Thompson, they'll just, you know, let play between the one and the two, something like that. But Cam Whitmore, the emergence of Cam Whitmore and his ability to go play in the G League has been so important.
Yeah.
So important.
No, he's looked really, really good. I mean, they were down in the fourth quarter, and Cam Whitmore, not single-handedly, but Amen Thompson, too, getting important minutes. Well, I don't know if he just said, you know what, let's see if the young guys can do it. And sure enough, the young guys came in there with Jayshon Tate, and they actually got the Rockets back into a position to win the game against Brooklyn when they were down. What is going on with their starts to these games? 35-15 first quarter?
I know.
I mean, it's just, it seems to be getting away from them early on, whatever the case may be. He's got to clean.
They do storm back, but yeah, that's a.
That's too much.
That's a big problem to try to overcome that.
It's too much to do. They outscored him 34-18 in the fourth quarter to get back in that thing, but it came up. When you got to do that at the very end, a lot of times you're going to just come up short. But man, Cam Whitmore looks like he can play. That's a great sign. They're not ready yet. They're not ready to be great yet, but they are you know what? Go find yourself a couple of shooters, and you know, maybe this thing can turn into a. I would love to see him make the playoffs this year, at least the play-in game, right?
Yeah, it'd be nice. I'm not doing anything. I'm not making moves for the now, though.
No,
every move I make is with an idea of at least three years, a 3-year window. Anything I'm doing, I'm not doing anything for this year. You've already done this year moves with veterans like Jeff Green. Now it's to the point that when you make a move, you're not what are you trying to make a move so you get into consideration for the play-in? Not at the detriment of anything. Everything should be building towards the next step in your process. And you could be playing better. You should be in the play-in situation right now. You're not because you've gotten very inconsistent defensively. And sometimes he was very ticked off the other day. You were gone, but Ime Udoka was ticked off with the amount of hero ball that was going on late in the game. He didn't like it at all. And I think that's still something they're learning to do. Earlier in the season, it was better. But right now, you know, it still gets a little sticky at times. And they didn't post up Alperen Şengün in a fourth quarter of a loss last week when you've got to get him the ball in the fourth. Like, your best player's got to get the ball.
Yep.
And he's somebody who will distribute if it's there. So he's a perfect guy to go down to. He can score a variety of ways. He's your best player, and he can get other people the ball if the defense loses, you know, their integrity. I mean, go to Şengün in the clutch.
Yeah, well, Şengün was basically non-existent in this last one in the comeback, but they just came up just short after a 34-point win against Charlotte. But the Portland game, holy crap, what a terrible loss that was. Overtime loss to Portland at home when you had a huge lead. How in the hell do you do that? Just awful. Willis, Miss, what did you learn this weekend? So he wants to tell us something. Let's see what he got to say. Hey, Willis.
Good morning, fellas. I learned this weekend that Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott are essentially the same quarterback.
Ooh, I think they're substantially different as quarterbacks.
Types of quarterbacks.
I get the results.
Yeah, I think that's
have been similar.
More. Yeah.
I think Dak has had much better results in general, but I might be wrong on that.
I think Lamar is going to be is good. You know what?
Lamar's good.
No.
The question is, can he be? Once you get to a certain level, once you've won two MVPs, we're not talking about can you get to an AFC championship game. It's if you're an MVP, it shouldn't be about how many guys you have to help you out. You raise people around you.
Yeah.
You elevate. You did it at different times this year. Elevate those around you. Elevate your game. Complete those passes, those deep balls. Like, that's not about getting another receiver. It's about throwing a more accurate deep ball to hit a chunk play. It's about the defense kept you in it, and you couldn't, you know, Zay Flowers. Now, Zay Flowers was wide open on that catch. I don't know what happened with L'Jarius Sneed, but Zay Flowers was wide open. Then he got the taunting penalty. Did you notice? What did you think about the taunting penalty? If they're calling it by the rules, he went a little too far.
I thought it was
taunting, but Joe Burrow said, "Let him taunt."
No,
you're going against Joe Burrow.
You know what the rules are. You got he broke the rules. I thought Jadeveon Clowney, when it happened, I thought, "Oh, that's a flag on Clowney." Mahomes hit. Yep.
Well, he dropped his head. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Dummies? Roquan Smith.
Well,
it's smart to take an offside penalty, but you don't get a free shot and it's going to be 5 yards. That is the definition of unnecessary. That roughness was unnecessary.
Right.
Can the Chiefs, like, I don't know why he did it the way he did. The Chiefs could have declined just an offside penalty, right? They were just, couldn't they have done that if they kind of had the forward thinking of what the Ravens are doing? Hey, we don't want to take that. We want to keep it at 1st and 5. Could they have done that? Even though there's contact, or is that an automatic 5 that they have to take?
No, you can decline the penalty.
The only thing I can think of is give them the 15 because they'll take the 15 because they could have declined the personal foul penalty too, right? They wanted to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you decline a personal foul?
It, obviously,
I don't know.
I don't know if you could have declined it.
That's my only thinking because you could. Hey, we're not going to take that 5, but they will definitely take the 15. So you have to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's one more. Let's get Jesse in here, and then we'll take a break. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Last night I witnessed the number one worst playoff loss that I've ever seen in my life. The other two came in Houston with the Oilers blowing a 32-point lead and the Texans blowing a 24-point lead. But last night, after what the city of Detroit has been through, after all the auto workers getting laid off, after the city being in shambles, and them having their first playoff hopes in 30 years plus, having a chance to get in the Super Bowl, the first field goal Dan Campbell passed up, I was yelling at my TV, and I'm not a Lions fan. The second field goal, when they had a miracle to get back in the game and could have tied the game, I literally yelled at my TV, "You don't do that to the city of Detroit." Dan Campbell should be ashamed of himself. I don't want to hear the excuse that this is the way he's played and he always goes for it on fourth down. That city, he went from the most loved man in Detroit to the most hated man in 2 hours. They really need to rethink what they're doing with Dan Campbell.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
He's a really good coach.
He's a really good coach.
He's stuck on that whole. That's like Riverboat Ron.
Yeah, he is. He's a Riverboat. Listen, they went for it 34%. 34% on fourth down.
But come on, you tie the game up there.
You do. It was a bad mistake. It was a mistake. And it's not hindsight. Dan, you know what? You tie the game or you give your team a three score lead.
Dak Prescott is 2-5. Lamar's 2-4 in playoffs. Dak is 2-5. Now Lamar's touchdown to interception is 5-5. Dak's is 14-7. So it's 2-1. That's not great. It's not ideal. It's better than 1-1. And he completes 64.5% of his passes.
Maybe the city of Baltimore can sue him with John Daspit.
Maybe. Well, I mean, it sounds like Jesse wants John Daspit to step in and do something about Detroit. Maybe the Detroit fans step in and turn this into a class action personal injury, lawsuit. He has handled large lawsuits with multiple plaintiffs with offshore explosions, refinery blastings that have caused tremendous damage and loss of life. And John Daspit has to handle those. He also handles, severe injuries out on the roadway, hit by 18-wheelers, whatever the case may be. John Daspit's there for you if you have a personal injury concern. He can consult with you, and his lawyers can consult with you if you have been injured. Ultimately, it's your choice. I'll just tell you this. When you have hospital bills, when you have issues with not being able to go to work, you're just going to chalk that. Some people, unfortunately, will chalk it up to just bad luck and, I guess I'll, try to get, the insurance company is going to give me a check for these bills. Are they giving you a check for your physical therapy? Are they giving you a check for any surgeries you have to have? Are they giving you a check for the time you miss from work? Are they compensating you for your pain and suffering for something you didn't ask for? You didn't ask for that injury that you suffered at the hands of someone else's negligence. That's what John Daspit's there to fight for. He fights for you and your rights against the insurance company who is looking to squeeze you as tight as they can. And that's why you need John Daspit on your side. You're not going to see him on commercials throwing flamethrowers at people or throwing axes at people and jumping on trucks. He's just there to do the best he can. He's the biggest law firm here in the city of Houston, and he gets the biggest results. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, 821 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Julian wanted to get in here and talk about his 49ers, but I'm glad he hung up because no one cares. Still ahead, Jackie's favorite segment, Ship Talk. Jackie loves that. He commented it a little bit earlier.
Well, I mean, we do the show for Jackie, and Jackie's opinions are always considered. Not at all.
You talked about the Aggies, and he was none too pleased.
Oh, he wasn't thrilled with that? I'm sorry. It was a bad
Aggie. A lot of Aggies.
It was a bad Aggie half. Josh Reynolds made Dan Campbell look dumb when he dropped that pass on fourth down.
Right. And then he dropped one.
And then
he
dropped another one.
Wow.
On a big third down.
He forgot his hands yesterday.
So, and then Aaron Glenn couldn't get any stops. And then Dan Campbell's head coach. It was Aggie failure from the top down.
Wow.
This is what Dell is. He just gives you, Dell doesn't care about your feelings. He believes facts are greater than feelings.
And were the prominent members of that Lions failure Aggies?
I mean, Yes, it just so happens, Dell, but you don't have to point it out to try to rub salt in the wound. I'm sorry that your facts are hitting so hard today.
I mean, sorry, Jackie. It is what it is. If the Aggies had a great day yesterday, I would have been like, whoop.
Would but you have?
If they had a great
you
day.
You would have been whooping.
You would have been whooping?
Thumbs up. I would have put on white overalls and
I guess
did that.
We'll never know.
Wow.
I wish. Oh, man. Dell's doing the thing where they do the double pistol hand thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but
yeah.
I don't know what that name is. But Dell is. You would have swayed?
I would have swayed.
God, I wish they would have won.
They what about grabbing that. Yourself?
Well, I do that all the time. That's okay. Not an Aggie thing for that's me.
I would have known that, I would have cheered so hard for the Lions.
But sorry, unfortunately, I can't do any of that stuff because they lost.
We got so close to seeing him saw horns off.
Yeah.
And, oh, look, he's swaying right now. God, I can't believe we couldn't. You would have had a white overall, the coveralls on?
I had them ready to go. It would have been an Aggie celebration.
Can you believe that? If I'd have known that much was on the line.
But unfortunately, they've lived up to their more recent pass and failed.
And instead, all the Chief Longhorns did really great. Like
Charles Aminahou got a sack, a strip sack yesterday.
Yeah. Derek Johnson is really, he was great.
He played for the Chiefs years really ago. Great.
What?
Oh, don't forget, Priest Holmes.
Years ago.
Yeah, but still. Chiefs. Also, yeah, Chiefs. Also, I'm sorry, Jamal Charles.
Another great Longhorn.
Yeah.
Who played for the Chiefs.
Now let's look at the Longhorns on the Ravens.
He didn't play for the Chiefs.
Duvernay? Longhorn?
Didn't do much?
No.
In a loss?
We've got...
is that it for the Longhorns on the Ravens?
No, because we had some other Longhorns in the game, remember? We were looking at... Is it different Longhorns?
Kyle Shanahan Longhorn.
Oh.
You know how I know? He's got the tattoo.
I do know
he that. And Chris Sims have the same one.
Yep. So Kyle Shanahan is a Longhorn. There's some Longhorns on that team where there were Aminahou was.
This
there.
Is the fourth time that coaches will meet again in the Super Bowl, and the previous three times, it was a sweep.
Is this Kyle Shanahan's opportunity to finally get the monkey off the back?
I don't think he does. So
they're a favorite.
So Andy won by 1 point.
Right.
But Andy won the first meeting, and every other time that coaches met for the second time, the team that won the first meeting won the second. So this is, I mean, it's a bad omen, I think, for San Francisco. And oh, by the way, if you want to know the truth, I thought the Lions were probably better.
Than the 49ers?
Yeah.
In the game?
In the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but they should have been able to withstand Dan Campbell. Well, you got to be able to withstand those mistakes. Defensively, you got to play a little better. Offensively, you can't go on a shell. I mean, the Niners played like an urgent team, and they came back, and this isn't the first time they've done that.
Well,
they did that against Green Bay.
The Lions had no chance.
This is two games at home where they had it taken to them by the opposing team.
The Lions had no chance the way that five-star jinxed them.
Oh, but the Lions did get a cover. He won.
He ended up winning on
the cover.
He ended
up winning. Five-star, you know exactly who he's on based on his tweets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no question.
He MFs people.
He's like
so
Yanni.
Mad.
It doesn't matter what call it is. You know which side he's
but
got.
But five-star basically was collecting his money. And, yeah, I'm like, dude, this is the most jinxy tweets. You cannot
you
do this in the middle of a game. And to go from down 24-7 to up by 10 and covering the point spread,
wow.
You want to talk about a roller coaster for Lions bettors and for 49ers bettors.
Yeah.
That must have been insane, thinking you got no chance and then thinking you're right there on the cusp of pulling off a miracle cover and then it doesn't happen. Yeah, that was all in all, I'm happy with the matchup. I'm happy with the matchup. It's fine. I was going to be fine either team out of the AFC. I don't know. I guess in my heart, like, I wouldn't. The Lions would have been a great story. I shouldn't say that because the Texans hope to be the AFC Lions. I think that's kind of what you want, right? You get a coach, a defensive-minded, you know, a hardcore coach who maybe is not a psychopath like Dan Campbell in a good way. But our D'Amico and then our quarterback, although I did comp him to Jared Goff, is better than Jared Goff. You have some of the same features of the two teams. Yeah, I think the Texans being the AFC Lions, I'd be okay with that until, you know, I don't want it to stay that way. Remember when you were calling us the Lions of the AFC? It's not so funny anymore, is it, Dell?
Yeah, Dell.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I guess you were right. They are the AFC Lions.
You're not the Lions of the AFC anymore.
Who are we?
Well, you're Lions of the AFC when both of you were bad or you didn't achieve what you thought you could.
Are we the Ravens of the AFC?
No. you're not the Ravens of the AFC.
Well, because the Ravens are in the AFC, but are we the – oh, we're probably the Packers of the – no,
they've won.
No, we're better than
the Packers. No, they've won. I think the
Lions – we won in the first round.
I think the Lions stuff still stands because they didn't win and you haven't won.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be the Lions. Yeah,
I'll be the Lions.
Now.
The Lions.
I don't want to be the Steelers of the AFC.
Oh, championship game? Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's what we do.
Actually, it's an insult to the Lions to call you that because you haven't got there. At least you haven't got there either.
Hey, what'd you guys think? I thought the Justin Tucker stuff, if you didn't see this, Justin Tucker got into it with Travis Kelce, but especially Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And it was weird to see two kind of...
Kelce threw his helmet and his...
Yeah. Yeah. And then he kept throwing, like, who was in the wrong there? What were they?
Well, apparently, Justin Tucker went over there for the sole purpose of messing with Patrick. He put his kicking tee down, like that new one that you just hold the ball, or you can just get kicks up without an actual person there. He put his helmet in the way of where Patrick Mahomes was warming up. He was the only Raven down there. He knew what he was doing. So why would he need his kicking tee at the goal line? Why would he need to put that there? What's he doing? Is he trying to kick 100-yard kickoffs or extra points that are really, really short? What's he doing? He did that to mess with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Travis Kelce tossed in his helmet. He did it very lightly. What he should have done is toss it into the stands and then have Justin Tucker go run after it.
Toss it into the stands?
He did him a favor because if he's going to toss a helmet, toss that thing.
He did him a favor by tossing his helmet?
Like 5 yards away.
He kicked it out of the way.
So somebody would do you a favor if they kicked you in the stomach instead of the nuts.
The favor would have been...
Yeah, it really is.
That is a favor. As opposed... Yeah,
I do not want any favors from Dell.
Kick me in the stomach
hey,
anytime.
Hey, Dell, can you do me a favor? And he's going to throw my computer across the room.
Justin Tucker's like, well, you've done that at actual establishments, as you pointed out earlier. Justin Tucker was out there trying to cause havoc, and Travis Kelce, all he did was toss his helmet about a couple yards away.
Chaos is a ladder.
Get your stuff out of the way. My quarterback's warming up.
What he should have done
is... You know what? He should have.
Tossed it 30 yards away and let him go chase it. Or slam it. Break it. Who cares? It's just a kicker's helmet.
That's his home field. He can do whatever he wants on his home field.
That's another
great
Longhorn.
He can't win on his home field, apparently.
It's another great Longhorn.
Another great
Longhorn. Of course, that was also...
A loss.
Let's go. Hey, you know it's a win? When you get off of your dip, when you stop,
why do you keep having your horns up?
Because my
why
horns are you continue right your now. Horns, my horns up. Are up right now.
Dang. They lost.
Well, because the Aggies Tucker really and Duvernay didn't perform lost yesterday, so I'm horns.
Oh,
up.
This is right I'm now. You're up. Just taking shots at Aggies.
No, I'm not. What I'm taking shots at is you with your dip. Okay, and I know a lot of you out there. I don't care if you're a Longhorn, you're an Aggie. I don't care if you U of H, Oklahoma State, wherever you are in the South here, Alabama, Florida. You like the dip. You like to put nicotine, tobacco in between your cheek and gum. You like to do this over and over and over and over and over and over. And guess what's going to happen, people? Well, it's going to eat away at your jawline. It's going to eat away at the bone. It's going to eat away. It's not good. It's terrible for you. It's ugly. It's a terrible habit. So you need to wean yourself from it. You know how you do it? You go to 975dip.com or a CBD American Shaman store. And you can pick it up. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. It's got the same flavors that you really, really like, but it's different. It doesn't have the tobacco and the nicotine. It doesn't have the dangerous component that your dip does. It is safe. It is great. It is the way you should go. If you dip, stop. 975dip.com. 975dip.com.
ESPN 975.com. Get in the race.
There are thrills and terrible dangers ahead.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert, the other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All right, Jackie's favorite segment doesn't get any better, okay? I know he didn't like that one where you were calling out the Aggies, but he loves this one, he says. He wants to hear ship talk. What happened this weekend, Dell, with some ship?
Well, we've got plenty. I mean, you've alluded to Kadarius Toney. I'll save that for later in the segment. But we're going to go with something we haven't heard you talk about because you're out in Cabo in the most important golf tournament in the world.
Right.
Bill Belichick looks like he's going to get shut out, and ESPN decided it was time to pile on. Ryan Clark was one of those. Playing this just to get John's opinion on the future of Bill Belichick and whether he'll coach ever again. Here's Ryan Clark on one of their debate shows.
This big shadow. And I said, ain't nobody going to be kicking their spouse out of bed because Bill Belichick in these streets. I told y'all the streets was not going to be hot for Bill Belichick. We saw what it was without Tom Brady. Danny Amendola saying that we worked for Bill, but we played for Tom isn't a glowing endorsement of how the Patriot way can work when Tom Brady isn't your quarterback. Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien to some extent in Houston. We've seen all of these people leave and nobody's successful. So now all of a sudden we want to go back to that? Or are we going to assess the current head coaching climate?
If you want to know the truth, I agree with him.
I do too.
I don't think he's that great a coach.
Bill Belichick, I think he's an all-time great coach.
Well, defensive coach.
I think offensively, yeah. I think as a personnel man, he has sunk himself.
I think he's sunk himself
because he's been allowed to run personnel for 20 years, and it's turned into he can't overcome himself anymore.
He didn't run personnel with the Browns, and he didn't win there.
Actually, he did one year.
Early on. Yeah, he won the year before, but not the next year. Listen, the first years with Brady, the defense was a big reason why Brady won.
Multiple years.
But after that, he did great with Gronk.
Gronk was a very good player. They took a chance on a guy who had injury issues.
I don't want him as my coach if I've got an opening. I just don't want him.
Well, he's too old. I hate to say that, but how many years is he going to coach?
I don't think he changed. Does he change the three. Falcons?
He's not going to change Does who he change is.
The, I think the Chargers hiring Harbaugh was perfect.
And the Falcons, and in fact, the Falcons then came out after not going with Belichick and said, Rich McKay is not handling football stuff for us anymore. That was supposed to be his link to the Falcons. And Arthur Blank said, no, everyone's going to be reporting directly to me from now on. Mm. So now you have owner who's in the middle of everything. Because obviously he doesn't trust his football people. He demoted one of his football guys who was tight with Belichick, and he didn't go with Belichick. That's pretty damning. And no, Chargers, I'd much rather go with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Much rather go with Harbaugh.
I don't even know Canales, and I think it's a better hire.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think. Are you.
I don't think Brian.
You don't think Slowick's going now, right?
No, I don't think so. Not after Brian
Callahan
got hired.
There's still two left, but I think that. I think you'll hear, there's a chance you'll hear McDonald and Ben Johnson today.
Yeah.
Well, they're both hiring and they're both interviewing in both places.
Yeah.
I think Seattle and the Commanders today.
Those are going to be the next two. And those aren't terrible spots, I don't think. But honestly, Carolina, you didn't want that. No one, you don't want Carolina right now. It's just not until the owner shows that he's going to be more patient. You don't want that. But honestly, Bill Belichick, I said this on Friday when you weren't here. I'm not sure he ever coached as a head coach again.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
I mean, if the Cowboys open up next year, if he could deal with Jerry Jones, I could, or if Jerry could deal with him, I could maybe see that.
All right, we'll move to a game that, well, the game happened yesterday, but Debo was all through the week. He was being asked about a shoulder, whether he would play, miss some practice. Here's Debo, short and sweet, about whether he would try to protect his shoulder. We saw he made it through the game yesterday, but I think this was from Friday.
You play as physically as you do, but still trying to protect yourself.
I ain't protecting nothing.
And that's it.
He didn't protect nothing.
He came in and out of the game a couple of times. You saw he was favoring it, but he played and he finished the game. Debo Samuel.
That guy's important to that team.
Real one.
You know, when he was out, they were not the same team offensively.
Yeah.
They were just not the same team.
Real one alert.
Yeah, he is real. And you know what? He's got that C on that jersey for a reason.
Yeah.
He plays hard.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll move on to, I don't know why this surfaced. I'm sure it was out before, but it surfaced on my timeline this weekend, so we're going to play it. Terry Collins. In an epic rant, somehow it became part of my timeline this weekend. If you don't know the background, Chase Utley took out a Met. I forgot which Met it was in a playoff series. What they called a dirty slide at second. It hurt him and knocked him out of the series. So the next time they saw Chase Utley, Noah Syndergaard threw a ball behind him and he was thrown out. Here's Terry Collins reacting to his player being thrown out. And
Ruben Tejada.
Okay, Ruben Tejada was the guy he hurt. So this is Terry Collins talking to Tommy Howland, who's a now retired umpire. Terry Collins reacts to his player being thrown out.
Take him.
And let me make sure this is the clean one. Okay. Let me make sure. Okay, I heard a beep. This is a clean one.
Take him. Terry. Get a handle. Come on, let's go.
Come
this
on.
Is good.
Talk to me.
Bobby, that's good.
Then you talk to me about that.
I know, but you look.
Okay.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us a shot,
okay,
Tom.
Listen to me and let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why
you
not?
You know the situation, Terry.
Why okay. don't you get a shot, Tommy?
Because that doesn't, that makes it worse, Terry. That makes it worse.
I know it. But MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, that I can't God control damn that, Terry. I can't control that. You know as well as I. Terry, you know where I stand on the whole situation.
But you're better than that, Tommy. You know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now. Okay? Okay? That's, I'm just telling you. You know what? That's you got it. You got, okay, get it. You got everything out.
That was a great exchange. Great exchange.
That's,
I don't know. Was it the anniversary of it or something?
I don't know why. It couldn't be. It's October. Yeah, it's January.
Terry, yeah. We can't do nothing about it. You know that. Yeah. You know I can't do nothing about it. That mutt.
It sounds like it was. It's honestly yeah. sounded like a scene out of a mob.
Yeah.
Out of a mob when something has gone wrong and there's guys.
Our
yelling.
Ass in the yeah. jackpot.
One yeah. guy's trying to keep the. One guy's trying to keep the peace. Peace.
Yeah.
Hallion did a good job
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Terry Collins was irate.
Hallion wasn't the home plate umpire. Was another guy, yeah. a younger guy, who threw out Noah Syndergaard, and that's what prompted the rant. This is, well, we'll finally get to it because John has talked about it quite a bit. I'm not gonna play the first 15 seconds because all it would be is beep 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 beep. But this is Kadarius Toney with more beeps discussing.
You're not gonna be able to understand this.
No, but it's him. You hear a lot about. You hear him say, "I'm not hurt," but other than that, it's a lot of beeps.
Y'all reading all this cap ass? You hear me? Believe it. I don't give a. I ain't never been that go do all that. But yeah, man, that cap. I'm not hurt. None of that say that suck my dick too. Oh, God. Not hurt. None of that. Hip, been. What? It go from hip to ankle to this to that.
That is him referencing all the injuries they said he had. He is saying he's not
what
injured at all.
What does he say at the very end, though, that he goes from hip to that?
To this,
soon
to
I'll
that.
Be in a body cast or something.
Yeah,
like
he
that.
Says that at the end. That's well, not part of the clip.
And he said bleep my bleep for some reason.
No, he says yeah, S my yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not happy that they're putting an injury on him. I think they're trying to help you out. I mean, he had a baby girl, so it was personal. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the beef is there, but that guy's a drop factory. He's kind of a pain behind the scenes. And he was obviously with the Giants, they got rid of him. I mean, he's not going to be a Chief next year. They should have never made that trade. But that trade, he'll bring us a Super Bowl. So I guess maybe
he did. Yeah, he made plays in the
maybe,
Super Bowl.
I mean, maybe that
probably
was
worth it.
You know, we can cut him. We can get out of it whenever we want. It actually was a pretty good. Now, I think they gave up a second though.
A second for a punt return to set up a touchdown and a touchdown.
And a touchdown.
That's
yeah.
enough. I would
guess
take
that's
that.
Enough. You win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the final one is something that popped up. I think. Lance and I, John, you're out, so I don't think anyone tweeted it at you. This is a wife responding to her husband being somewhat too friendly, at least in her eyes, with a woman on Facebook.
Can you sing happy birthday to me?
No. We all blew it out.
We're going to sing happy birthday to Daddy's girlfriend, Kelly. Because he messaged her happy birthday on Facebook.
Pause.
Mommy,
So I want to make sure we're going to sing happy birthday to Daddy's friend Kelly, girlfriend Kelly, because he messaged her happy birthday on Facebook. Now, supposedly, this is just somebody. She hates this woman, this other woman, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
So she baked a cake. She put a single candle in it.
Well, this is his birthday, I believe.
It's his birthday. He thought this was his birthday, but now. Let's continue to play. So you know what just happened,
okay.
She said, we're going to sing that. So start it from the beginning now that you know what the storyline is.
Can you sing happy birthday to me?
No. We all blew it out.
We're going to sing happy birthday to Daddy's girlfriend, Kelly. Because he messaged her happy birthday on Facebook. Mommy went through his phone. So
Mommy with your dad's phone.
Family, so we're all going to sing to her. Are you ready?
Oh my God, Mom, I'm crying.
Happy birthday to you.
You know what I thought you were about to do?
To you.
I think you're about to tell me you're pregnant
happy
or something. There's like a.
Dear
I'm about to
Kelly.
Die.
Happy birthday to you.
Keep listening.
And many more. Alright, Eric, you can blow her. Good job. You want to lick the icing?
You are sick.
I'll lick the icing.
Mom, you are a sick
you're
human
sick
being.
You're sick in the head.
You're sick in the head.
You want to lick the icing? Did you hear her say that?
So it wasn't.
She took the
I saw that.
Candle out and pointed. And she goes, "You want to lick the icing?" Happy birthday to Kelly.
So
she made her kids sing happy birthday.
So am I wrong
happy birthday
That there wasn't even his birthday? She just baked the cake and then you go, "Oh, you're going to sing happy birthday to me?" And then this happened? Because I thought it was his birthday, but she tricked him.
I think it may have been his birthday.
Okay.
She tricked him.
Wow.
And he thought, or maybe he thought it was going to be an early birthday cake or whatever. And she was baking a birthday for
Kelly.
Kelly.
Because she went through Dad's phone and saw that he messaged her happy birthday on Facebook.
I went through Dad's phone.
First of all.
Go ahead, John.
Egregious.
On his part or her part?
What are you rifling through her phone for?
His phone.
His throne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you rifling through his phone for?
What part of that is not a problem for you? The doing that in front of the kids, the rifling through the phone, the doing that because making them sing happy birthday
to
because
Kelly,
he said
to
happy
girlfriend?
Birthday to
Daddy's
girl named
girlfriend
Kelly,
Kelly
on Facebook.
First of all, Daddy shouldn't be telling Kelly happy birthday.
You can't tell anyone happy birthday. That's the problem?
Yeah.
Like, what if there's nothing other than, oh, it's Kelly's birthday. Let me just type happy birthday. That's a problem?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the history of Kelly is.
So if I said happy birthday to Dua Lipa on Twitter, I should get in trouble.
No, that's different.
Because you don't know Dua Lipa.
Has no idea who you are or will ever. Doesn't care who you are.
What if she likes the draft?
Well, she does. She's not a draft fan.
She's probably a Daniel Jeremiah person anyway.
What about Taylor Swift?
She
might
fine.
Like the draft
No,
now.
That's fine. To maybe somebody that worked here or someone that works at the NFL Network.
I think the problem is the wife hates the woman.
Oh, no.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Oh, no, that's the problem.
So, yeah. If he can wish Colleen Wolf happy birthday as long as Nicole doesn't hate.
Who does your wife hate?
Nobody. She's
See?
She has no fear of anything.
You're trying to get something out of her.
It's not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get myself in trouble. Absolutely not. I just caught myself, and I'm absolutely not going to do this. Who does your wife hate?
My wife loves everybody. How is your savings account stacking up? That's what I want to know. You could be earning more on your money with a CD from
Home
Bank.
It stacks up better when I don't mess with my wife.
You can be earning more on your money with a CD from Home Bank. An annual percentage yield of 5.15% on a seven-month CD. That's pretty good, people. That's pretty good. Home Bank also has a 4.75 APY on a 14-month CD. The minimum balance for these rates is just $2,500, but you're going to want to put more in than that. Treat yourself to more savings this year. Visit any Houston area Home Bank location, and there are locations all throughout the city. River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. That's just five in the greater Houston area. They got 42 total banking centers. Home Bank has been around forever now. 115 years, and they're still rocking it. And they just want to help you reach your financial goals. And one of these ways is with this CD, 5.15% or 4.75%. Minimum balance, $2,500. But you got to stop by any Home Bank location or visit home24bank.com. It's good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg!
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Hey, reminder, next Monday and Tuesday, we are at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We want you to come by, hang out with us. You can come and see the show. They'll let you in. We've done that before. We've had listeners there before. A lot of fun. It's the place to go and get your game on. DraftKings Sportsbook is where we're going to be. That's going to be fun.
When's that going to be? It's going to be Monday?
Monday, Tuesday, Monday, next Tuesday.
Noice. So we leave Sunday?
Yeah.
Let's leave early. Lance is driving.
Is your electric truck going to be okay?
I'm not going to take my electric truck.
It's not going to be too cold, is it? It's going to be in the 60s,
No,
right?
But when it's cold out, it does get fewer miles.
Speaking of your driving, today on the way in.
It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
John has bad habits. He's going to use the excuse, say, well, there's no one on the road, but bad habits lead to bad results. That's what football will tell you that all the time.
Yeah, a coach would definitely say that.
A coach would tell you that. John is a guy who likes to anticipate lights. So he's looking.
I didn't anticipate it. I blew it. I blew the light.
What do you see? This is why you're not part of our social.
I was trying to clean it up. I was trying to clean it up for you. So I pulled up. I got to the light early. I noticed this truck coming, and John was in a lane where he was going to have to get over to get to the right, to get to a lane where he could turn. So I knew this. I didn't know it was John. Then I saw the truck. Okay, that could be John. John gets halfway into the intersection before the light turns green, just so he could get ahead.
I got off the line ahead of all you.
That's a false starting track.
There's no false start.
What kind of person are you?
It's 6 in the morning. No one cares.
It's a bad habit, John, that could lead to bad results.
No one coming either way.
When can people steal?
I blow red lights all the time at 6 in the morning. Oof. All the time.
Oof. When can people steal from grocery stores?
No, that's not stealing.
You're committing
a law.
You're breaking the law.
You're a sheep.
You're against the law.
If you're sitting at a red light where you can't see a car either way.
I'm a rule follower.
No.
Don't complain about people.
You're a sheep.
Don't complain about people breaking the law then.
And you're one time you're gonna see anyone.
This is why this is why he ends up losing the Cabo Cup.
And by the way, where's he going? No. He's not in any rush.
It's
6:18 in the morning.
Is there somebody at the hospital?
What? Sit there and what?
What do you have to do?
Sit there and listen to Chris Canty and
put on some music. Why you listen to Chris Canty?
A law-abiding citizen, and you're busy shoplifting for. You got mad at Dell for not stopping a shoplifter. I thought you were on our
team of
law-abiding citizens.
You couldn't because you were behind me.
How was I going to stop you?
Because I blew the
light. How was I going to stop you?
Yeah, right.
Chronic rule breaker.
Run the pit move on you and hit your car? How was I going to stop you from running a light? That's not my job. The point is you broke the social contract, and bad habits lead to bad results,
John. Follows the no cop, no stop philosophy.
That's right.
That's right.
I didn't know that was the philosophy.
No. If there's nobody on the road... I was watching a movie.
He's the only one who did it, by the way.
He's on a farm road.
It's called Baby Driver. That was you.
No, not Baby Driver. He's on a road, a country road, where there's a light, and nobody's going, and there's nobody for miles anywhere. But and he's sitting there. And you know what he thought about? He contemplated his life. He's like, what am I doing?
That's not the same
thing. That's the same thing.
There were three
there's
other...
There's nobody there.
It was me. It was two other people on the other side. I know you're a terrible driver.
No,
Lance will attest to you being a bad driver.
You almost wrecked us into that concrete wall.
Why? Were you on your phone? Oh,
no!
It was very scary.
No,
that's why I'm forced to drive.
Because you can't sit in the car with this man. He's dangerous.
I stop at lights. Rule follower. I don't shoplift like John does. You shoplift at life. You're a life shoplifter.
I won't say I never did.
It is.
When I was young, I was a bad kid. What am I going to do?
You're a bad man.
Me and Gilbert had dark years.
You're a bad man.
Let me ask you this. Am I shoplifting if I take a plastic bag, do five little dark chocolate?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Almonds. And then I have it. But what if
first
I go
of all,
over
get
and get
the
a,
milk chocolate.
Just, what if I go over and get
I'm
a sticker?
I'm just saying.
What if I eat dark chocolate's healthy?
No.
So what if I eat it for health? So what if I go over and print like a sticker to make it look like it? Now, most times I will get it, I'll eat it all, and then I just scan the empty bag, and then they have to come over and override because the self-checkout doesn't read a weight, and they're like, hey, something's wrong here. Same way, if it reads too much weight, they'll know, hey, this is a wrong sticker. But I have before, not often, but I have... I've made them into samples. Is that considered shoplifting?
Yes. You can't make things into samples
it's
that aren't
absolutely
samples.
Absolutely shoplifting.
But if you can get to them yourself without a packaging, I feel like they want you to try
Do you wind
it.
Up paying?
I didn't know if I wanted to buy it.
No, that's
try
stealing.
Try it before you buy it. What about car?
Not a grocery store.
Try it before you buy it. There's test driving vehicles.
Yeah. But you don't get to keep it.
You got a return policy. You have to pay.
But you return the whole car. You're not returning that food unless you drop it off there in their bathroom.
And still, they don't want that.
This much milk because it's spoiled because she didn't use it on time at Costco. I feel like me having four chocolate almonds is not going to kill anybody. I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Nicole did what?
She'll return anything to Costco. And I'm like,
how do you return milk?
I said, don't tell people your last name.
How do you return milk?
Ask her. She's the best. I stay out. She's like, this turned sour before it was supposed to. Like, yeah, but it's almost gone.
What?
And she returned it?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't wait until after. If it's before expiration and it tastes bad to her.
What is going on?
Oh, she's like, no, you're not getting away with this.
No.
Oh, she's returned things at Costco that I would never. To me, I just take the L and I throw it in the trash. No. like most guys.
That's all.
Well, this shirt didn't work out. Trash.
In the garbage.
Women buy things just to go try them on at home.
And then, we know
and
that.
And bring them back.
And then, you know, she tells me she's doing making the family money. When
she
refund,
doesn't buy it.
When the refund hits, it's like it's kind of like I made money. But the minus was the same amount as the plus. You didn't make us money. She goes, I made the family money.
How much did it cost to get there? You cost the money, cost the family money because of gas. That's how you win that argument.
I like letting her think she won money sometime, made money. So
all right, quickly, let's get Ryan in here, see if he's got some comments on this. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Lance, I haven't heard from it about a while. How are the ankle, knee, and shoulder herpes, man? I just wanted to know.
I don't have any herpes on my body.
You kind
of
do.
No. John called that, or maybe it was Dell, one of y'all, said I had shoulder herpes.
I think John's.
Probably, that sounds like John's. That sounds
like something I would say.
My shoulders are great. My shoulder's not a problem. My son does have a broken collarbone that, because he was wrestling with somebody. He told the nurse. The nurse said, what happened? He goes, well, so I was wrestling with my friend. Like, he's like really in a lot of pain. He goes, and I had a hold, and I was trying to sink it in deeper. I'm like, she doesn't want to know about your MMA stuff that you're going to sink a hold in on one of your basketball teammates as y'all were joking around. Just tell her you hit the shoulder, you hit your shoulder and it hurts.
So
where does
he stand with Bob Cousy now?
Well, Snacks was never going to beat Cousy.
Oh, Snacks couldn't. No. Yeah. So
Mason. He had a better game on Friday. He scored 7. He was better. He might think he could beat Cousy again. He was off of the Cousy train for a while. I think the realization set in, like, I'm not able to beat these kids from charter schools.
It drives
me, like, he is such a troll. He's good at it, too, because he acts like everything's serious, and it makes me mad.
I am on the Warehouse Live site right now, warehouselivemidtown.com. They have a Taylor rave coming up, okay? I think she looks just like Taylor, and she's going to be there on May 4th. Bad Bunny is coming to Warehouse Live, Midtown. Sarah and the Sundays, Party Rock. There's all kinds of great shows that are coming your way. And then there's the big game party, February 11th. So they're going to have a band there beforehand, before the big game. Before the big game kicks off, it's going to be like a 70s and 80s cover band, which is going to be really, really good. They have some great cover bands there, And it's at Travis and McGowan. And we're going to be watching the game there. Now, we've been giving away VIP tables, but there's tables all over. It's going to be great. The VIP tables are just a little bit closer to the screen. That's all. It's not a big deal. The screen is huge. It's the biggest, one of the biggest screens you'll ever see. Okay. So, and we watched the big game there last year, and it was awesome. So we're going to have a party there. There's food. They got a couple of food trucks coming. It's great. It's going to be great. And they got the full bar. You're looking for a great place to get your game on. We're going to be there February 11th. Come on and watch the game with us at warehouselivemidtown.com, warehouselivemidtown.com.
ESPN 97.5.com, Aya Cane Powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.